a year of opportunities and growth for the National Eastern Region, Vice President Gracie Murphy. Gracie, what has your year been like as a National FFA officer?
Well, it's certainly been a wonderful opportunity. I've gotten to travel to over 30 states just this year, including South Africa, and over 100,000 miles, and getting to meet so many people and making countless memories and learning about agriculture, and it's just been a wonderful year.
Take me back to when you were elected. What were you thinking when you were elected, and how has the year changed your perspectives?
Sure. Honestly, when I got elected, I was thinking to myself, you sure you got that right? You sure you didn't mean to call somebody else? Because I had no, you know, thought in my mind thinking that I had what it takes to be a national officer. But throughout the year, I realized that I wasn't put in this position because I'm amazing. I was put in this position to show other people that they're amazing and to share other people's stories, because honestly, like, the members of what this organization is about and national officers that we have here aren't these perfect people, but they're the people that are supposed to highlight other people in the organization.
Now, on your platform on National FFA Eastern Region Vice President on Instagram, you did some cool videos and had a cool project. Tell me more about what you did on social media to connect with FFA members.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we have over 945,000 members in this organization, and it's impossible for us to visit each and every one of them. So I wanted to do something on social media, just kind of a way to get to show people how valuable they are and connect with others. And so I started this little series, I guess you could call it, called Keeping It Real with EVP, because my whole mentality is just to keep it real. You know, not everybody's perfect, you know, and people make mistakes, and I wanted to highlight that, and I wanted to highlight that there's some serious conversations that we could have. And even though I couldn't have those, you know, conversations with every single member, I was hoping that the questions that I got asked by members that I did on the series would hopefully connect with members that way.
And where do you think that'll continue to go into your life after national office, keeping it real?
Sure. So I love doing that stuff. I love doing, like, podcasts and having conversations with people. And so I'm hoping to maybe continue that series later on and maybe turn that into, like, an article type of thing, or maybe a podcast, or I'm not really sure, but I'm hoping to continue something like that in the future.
A lot of ideas to continue after serving as a national officer. Where do you see yourself being part of agriculture, whether it's maybe through college or through your involved community as well?
Sure. So back in the spring semester in January 2024, I'll be heading to Southern Illinois University, double majoring in agriculture communications and agriculture economics. And if you could tell me what I should do, I would give you $100, because I don't really know what I want to do. All I know is that I love agriculture and I love people, and so I want to do something in that realm.
Now, reflecting on this past year, what were some big takeaways that you'll take with you through the course of your life?
Sure. I've been able to make so many memories with students. The ones that come to mind is in Nevada at their convention, singing along to all the Garth Brooks songs and Gary Underwood songs happening, and in New York at their camp, jumping into the lake with a bunch of members, and when we were kayaking, and over in Montana participating in, like, swing dance competitions. I mean, there's just so many little moments with members this year that have really made it, you know, been the big picture, you know. And so I hope that after this year, I remember all those people that I've been able to meet, and those people that have inspired me, and those people that have welcomed me as my goofy and weird and imperfect self, and shown me how to love people too, just like that.
What was something unexpected that you took with you throughout your year? You traveled a lot. You probably saw a lot of cool things. What was something that was unexpected?
Sure. I don't know if I would say unexpected, but probably the most surprising thing in my year is how different agriculture is, but also how similar the people that work in agriculture are. I think it's really cool that we're able to go to Florida that are growing, you know, lemons and oranges and citrus fruits, and then growing up in Illinois where we have cattle and hogs and corn and soybeans, and you go over to Washington where there's cherry trees and apple trees. And I think it's so cool how diverse the industry is, but also every single farmer that I've talked to, every single person that's involved in agriculture has this deep passion to help others and serve others, and that's what agriculture is for. It's, you know, it's the backbone of America. It's, you know, the fuel that we have, the food, fuel, and clothe the world, you know. So it's been really cool to see how diverse the industry is, yet how similar the people in it are.
Now, you're part of agriculture back in Illinois. Tell me about your background to someone who may not know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in Macomb, Illinois, which is on the western side, and I actually grew up in town, didn't grow up on a farm, but both my grandparents grow corn and soybeans, so I've been around agriculture my whole entire life. And if you've ever been to Illinois, we have corn and soybeans and more corn, and that's about all we got. So I've been surrounded by agriculture my whole entire life, so it's been really cool to, even though I'm not a farm kid myself and I didn't grow up with that background, it's been really cool to honor my grandparents and my family and my friends that I have and all the people that I know from my hometown that are involved in agriculture.
Now, taking with you going into the future, serving as a National FFA officer, the top takeaway before we head into life after the jacket, what would you say?
I would say my top takeaway from this year has been to don't box yourself in and never let the stereotypes or the labels that you have, that people have, that you people put on you, never let that determine who you can be, but also never let that determine your opinion on other people, because people will surprise you, and there's so many inspirational people out here. Sometimes you just need to put your cell phone down and look around and, you know, have conversations with people. And so my biggest takeaway is just to not let those boxes and the limits define who you are and define your relationship with other people.
Gracie Murphy, the National FFA Eastern Region Vice President, a year of growth in so many ways, she was able to be real. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.